With SRN News, I'm John Scott. America's employers, they were in a hiring mood last month.
According to the Labor Department, 227,000 jobs were added in November, a significant increase from the 36,000 that were added the month before. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% to 4.2%. Americans as a whole have been enjoying unusual job security. This week, the government reported that layoffs fell to just 1.6 million in October, below the lowest levels in the two decades that preceded the pandemic.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A federal appeals court panel has upheld a law that could lead to a ban on TikTok in a few short months, ending a resounding defeat to the social media platform as it fights for its survival in the United States. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruled that the law, which requires TikTok to break ties with its China-based parent company ByteDance or be banned by mid-January, that law is constitutional. Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump standing by Pete Hegseth, whose nomination to lead the Pentagon is in doubt. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has that report.
The president-elect reiterated his support for Hegseth, writing on social media that the former Fox News host has charisma and is a winner. Trump's defense of Hegseth comes as the nomination faces some resistance in Congress over allegations of drunken misbehavior and sexual misconduct. Earlier this week, it was reported that Trump is already considering alternative nominees, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Joni Ernst, and Congressman Mike Waltz. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow dropping 81 points, the NASDAQ composite up 134. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA has paid a price for embracing the LGBT agenda.
According to the denomination's own statistics, more than 1 million members have left it over the past 15 years as leadership has approved gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Scores of churches have also left the PCUSA for more conservative organizations. The latest report also reveals that young people have very little interest in the denomination, leaving most of the people in the pews these days amongst the ranks of senior citizens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts say the Supreme Court seems likely to uphold Tennessee's ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children who want to live as the opposite sex. In arguments Wednesday, five of the six conservative justices voiced varying degrees of skepticism about arguments made by the Biden administration, the ACLU, and Tennessee families that are challenging the ban. And the justices' decision expected next summer. This is SRN News. To describe the political situation in France as unsettled might be the understatement of the year.
France remains in a state of political limbo. It now has a caretaker government, and Michel Barnier has agreed to stay on as interim acting prime minister. But there's still no clear sense of direction, no budget for next year, and no sign that MPs are any more willing to heed President Emmanuel Macron's call for compromise. This weekend, we'll see Mr. Macron hosting world leaders, including President-elect Donald Trump, at the reopening of the fire-damaged Notre Dame Cathedral.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. The reopening this weekend of Notre Dame, that's after that devastating fire in 2019. High points will be the ceremonial reopening of the cathedral's massive doors, the reawakening of its organ, and the celebration of the first mass. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.